Tonight is Game 3 of the NBA Finals. For the third year in a row, the Golden State Warriors are battling the Cleveland Cavaliers for the NBA championship. But that isn't the only annual battle for Golden State. For the last 5 years, a team of Golden State players, coaches, and support staff have been going inside San Quentin, the legendary California maximum security prison, to play the San Quentin Warriors, the prison's notorious basketball team. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, teamed up with reporter Nancy Mullane and the podcast Life of the Law to bring us to the most recent showdown between these two Bay Area teams. Here's their story. They call it Warriors.
I always say we didn't come here to lose. It's hard. This is a road game for us.
We're going to prison. Nothing easy about prison.
Name on tape.
Bob Myers.
I'm Draymond Green. I'm a forward for the Golden State Warriors. We park in the parking lot and walk over right on the water. So it's a pretty good view.
Let's see the foul line. Have your IDs ready?
Going in and only three people at a time can go in. You're having to show your ID.
Make sure you get a stamp before you go in and out of here.
You know, making sure you don't lose that ID to get out.
You want to go out.
Having to wear certain colors.
No cell phones, no pocket knives, no cigarette lighters.
One single foul line.
Sam Robinson, public information officer at San Quentin State Prison. We house over 5,000 people here at this facility. The guys you see walking around in blue, they are medium custody inmates, people who are serving life sentences.
Raymond. Going in there and walking in and, you know, guys running up to you, showing love and appreciation. And I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. Some of my friends are in prison that I grew up with. Just to have the opportunity to go in there and mingle and talk, show those guys they matter.
Hey, Draymond, I got the San Quentin Warriors, and I'm giving you 2.5 for 20 push-ups.
You giving me 2.5?
I'm giving you 2.5. That's a bet.
I'll take that bet for sure.
For sure.
I'm Bill Epling. I run basketball for Prison Sports Ministries. We're up here first and third Saturdays of every month. I mean, these guys are good. If you don't bring your A game, they're going to beat us. But I like our chances.
2 minutes!
My name is Anthony Ammons. My position is guard/forward. I've been in prison for 15 years now, since I was 16 years old. I'm 31 now. I received 102 years to life for my crime of murder that I committed when I was 16. What basketball have helped me do, it helped me work on my anger management and my emotional instability. It helped me trust people that I normally don't like. And these guys coming in, giving us that human contact, because we have to be patient with them. We don't want to hurt them.
Hey, Kevin Durant, come over here.
Hello.
Kevin, thanks for coming, bro.
Hey, man, thanks for having me here, man. I'm new to the town, so this is a must. I come here and show you guys some love. So I'm looking forward to some hoops. Let's get it going.
We've played 4 times. Golden State Warriors have won 3. 2 years ago, they had their 1 loss. They play a lot at lunch. They've upgraded the squad. They're ready.
My name is Isaiah Caldwell, inmate ref, a grown man. Refereeing an institution like this, dealing with other inmates, it becomes important for them to know that you're doing this with integrity. Without that, things can get out of control.
1, 2, 3.
Warriors!
Here we go, y'all!
Center jump, we got the big money Myers.
We got three going this way, we got three going up.
Bob Myers for 3 money, no good, rebound comes down.
Shoot it!
Amazing
with it.
Here comes Swaggy Smooth with the ball.
Get the ball out!
He's going to Bob Myers. He breaks with the deep shot.
You're going to get the slaps and you're going to get the pushes here and there. My name is Trevor Bird. I've been in here playing for like about 17 years. I got 25 to life. When you come to prison, you better find a whole new respect for authority. But a lot of men in here have grown up without that father figure. On the playground, you call your own. That's how the conflicts arise. When they're organized, it forces you to obey and submit to the game. Argue all you want, but when the whistle blows, I mean, you keep playing.
Hey, that was in your face, Street Town. 1, 2, 3. Shoot it. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the green team.
You're rooting for the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
And you're inside?
Yeah. See, everybody can't root for the prisoner. I'm the heckler, so I got to root for the opposite team. Yeah, it's my job. It's my passion.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Webb.
How long you been in?
Almost 28 years.
Life term?
Yes, ma'am.
gone to the board?
Well, I go next week.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Want to give a shout out one more time to Draymond Green, still over here playing dominoes. Man, he's really feeling like he's back home again.
He's getting beat bad. Draymond, we want a rematch.
Golden State Warriors and the San Quentin Warriors. They battle. Our guys go in there and play a game. I go in and I sit at the domino table the entire time.
Over there on the domino.
Playing dominoes, talking junk. They're talking junk.
Yeah, we got it last.
They're very good. First time I went, I got beat really bad. You know, I've brushed my game up a little bit over the last 5 years.
My name is Carly McFarlane.
How long you been in?
22 years.
Life term?
Yeah. Hopefully I go home in another year and a half.
Hey, Fuji, go to the score.
For sure, I'm going to miss this.
Why a basketball game inside a prison?
Why not a basketball game inside a prison? I think it's educating both sides.
Foul by Willie Green. Foul! No, don't get the cussing now, Willie Green. That'll get you 115, too.
My name is Aaron Showtime Taylor, the play-by-play guy, and to my left is Damon Cook, and we got this one today. This is a good thing when they come up in here like this and get a up-close look about individuals that are about to go back into the community.
1 minute left in the game. Pookie inbound the ball to Swaggy Smoove.
Hey, man, call a timeout. Hey, man, you better call a timeout, buddy. You better call something. Call the paramedics. 911. Anybody.
13 comes up with it. Pookie was all over him. He hammered him. That's an assault case. That's his third strike. Pookie with the ball, feed the ball in the day, but 13 steals it away from him. Swaggy goes by 13, all the way to the rim, throwing him. 3, 2, and that is the game. The Golden State Warriors gets another win. Appreciate everybody.
You know, hearing the guys from Death Row yelling, knowing that we're there.
Appreciate it, man.
You take it for granted, and then you come in here and see this. It make you want to do everything right, not mess up. At the end of the day, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, everybody is 1 second away from that.
I grew up in Alamo, California. San Quentin, those two words don't come up too much where I grew up. I barely know anybody that's been to jail for 2 days. One day, I'm lucky. A lot of these guys are gonna grow up in the wrong place, make the wrong decision. I think when we come in, brightens it up a little bit, you know, but we get to leave.
We lost, but it was amazing. The experience, for them to take the time out of their day, not spend with their family, but spend with us. That's like a visit. Some people don't get visits here. And them guys coming in to mingle with us is a blessing. And we want to send them back the same way they came in, except with a different experience.
Warriors was produced by the Life of the Law podcast and the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. More of their stories can be heard on their podcast, The Kitchen Sisters Present.